Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A heartbreak in Paterson, New Jersey, where a fast-moving, wind-whipped house fire ended the lives of an entire family last night.
Neighbors here on Emerson Avenue watched in shock as flames, aided by the strong wind, moved fast.
You hear the kids screaming.
12-year-old Taslim Ahmed, who lives next door, heard the last moments.
No, they were like, Mom, Mom, Mom. They were just screaming for their mom.
Taslim says he alerted the mom of the fire.
I screamed, there's a fire. She said, yeah, I know. And then she ran back upstairs.
Taslim says their only exit, the stairway, quickly engulfed in flames. He says the kids will be missed.
They used to be outside playing all the time.
Mayor Andre Saya says grief counselors will be available at the children's school. Darius Ranzius, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM in Paterson, New Jersey.
And investigators say whether or not that home had any smoke detectors is not yet clear. Well, we're less than a day away from one of the biggest events of the year here in the five boroughs. It's the New York City Marathon. Tens of thousands of runners ready to take part. The oldest athlete registered to run is 91-year-old Koichi Katabataki of Japan, who took some time from his busy training schedule to chat with 1010 Winds.
I'm 91 years old, and actually, my birthday is November 3rd, you know, so I'm going to be 92 soon. And I just simply like to finish, complete, you know, this race this year.
92 on Monday. Holy cow. Well, now just finishing the 26-mile-plus run would be enough for athletes of any age. Kitabaki is, in fact, a cut above most. He won the 80-plus category a decade ago and hopes to do the same again this year. The run will begin on Staten Island, as always, cross the Verrazano Bridge and wind through each of the five boroughs before ending at the Central Park finish line right in front of Tavern on the Green. The marathon, of course, means road closures all over the city, so stick with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones, as well as our live marathon coverage. So what is the best deli in Queens? Well, there's a lot to choose from, but the title has gone to a sandwich shop in Sunnyside. Empire Shop NYC received the most votes in an inaugural competition held by the Queens Chamber of Commerce. The family-run spot on 39th Place is fairly new. It's only been around since 2022, but already has a loyal following. The menu features classic deli sandwiches, burgers, acai bowls, and salads as well. Second place going to Leo's Latticini in Corona, home to the legendary Mama's sandwich, we're told. So as the weather has cooled down, have you fired up the furnace yet? It's an issue at apartment buildings throughout the five boroughs now that we're well into the fall season.
The weather this time of year can be all over the place. One day it's freezing cold, the next it isn't. For many who live in apartment buildings, there is the issue of heat.
Really trying to figure out the right timing for that is always a thing.
Yotam Cohen is the CEO of Daisy, a property management company that oversees 4,700 units in the city. Once you fire up the boilers, he says, there is no turning back, and it is not a one-size-fits-all approach.
There is some discussion around that, and you can see the difference between the buildings of when they actually want to to execute on that.
He says they analyze tickets to see how many folks are complaining about whether it's too hot or cold in the building. They talk to the super and the board of these buildings. Says by the middle of next week, the boilers at all of their properties will be on until we're on the other side of winter. Kevin Rincone, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
So here's a question. Can puppies wear ice skates? Well, maybe not, but they can be fostered by a hockey team. The Islanders are continuing a team tradition of helping to train a future service dog by taking in Marty, a puppy named after Matt Martin, the fan favorite turned team executive. Islanders VP of Community Relations Ann Rinna telling 1010 Winds.
He will be with us through a year time frame before he goes into formal training. And during that process, he is going to be socializing with our fans. So from having fans interact with him on the concourse and petting him to walking around and seeing the sights and sounds.
And the Islanders have already helped to raise three other service dogs previously for people who are vision impaired, as well as two service dogs for veterans and first responders. Well, since yesterday was Halloween, that means today is Dia de Muertos, or Day of the Dead. It's a centuries-old indigenous tradition observed in Mexico and other Latin American countries, and it's a celebration of life that honors dead ancestors. Day of the Dead is catching on here in the U.S., and that includes an event later today in Brooklyn at the Greenwood Cemetery. That's where Harry Weil is the vice president of public programs, and he tells 1010 Winds they wanted to give New Yorkers a space to observe the tradition.
What we try to do at Greenwood is to carve out that space, and Day of the Dead is just this perfect, you know, sort of coming together of this holiday, this really rich tradition that exists throughout the world, that is celebrated throughout the world, and a cemetery, which is just this naturally what you think of a place where you when you think of the dead.
Now, the event is free with live performances and creative activities, as well as free snacks for all ages. It takes place 4 to 7 p.m. today. A new poll showing independent candidate for Mayor Andrew Cuomo cutting into the lead of Democratic nominees Oron Mamdani. The Atlas Intel survey still has Mamdani the frontrunner, but his lead has fallen to just under 7 points. Cuomo stopped by MSNBC this morning with his spin on this latest poll.
First of all, 6 points is nothing, especially in these polls. And the polls in this race have been wrong from day one, but 6 points is nothing. It's almost the margin of error.
Meanwhile, the New York Times says Mamdani spoke by phone today with former President Obama. They spent a half hour talking, in fact. Obama hasn't yet endorsed a candidate in the mayoral race, but he has reportedly praised Mamdani's campaign, calling it impressive and offering to be a sounding board in the future. The Times says they also discussed preliminary plans to meet in person at some point in D.C., but no date has been set yet. Earlier today, Mamdani campaigned with the Reverend Al Sharpton and made the argument that economic freedom is tied directly to personal freedom in American history.
Those alive in 1865 knew what we know today. Political freedom without economic freedom is no freedom at all.
As for Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa, he appeared with former Mayor Rudy Giuliani this morning in Staten Island and is making stops in Queens and the Bronx this afternoon as well. Well, the race for New Jersey governor is going right down to the finish line, with many polls showing the contest continues to be a tight one. The latest from Atlas Intel shows the Democratic nominee Mikey Sherrill leading Republican Jack Cittarelli, but not by much, less than a percentage point, 50.2% to 49.3%. Sherrill's campaign events today feature former President Obama, who's joining her at a rally in Newark. At a rally before the Union County Central Labor Council, Cheryl said she's confident Garden State voters will carry her through to the finish line.
New Jersey is not a red state. New Jersey is not a purple state. New Jersey is a blue state.
Her Republican rival, Jack Cittarelli, has the endorsement of the current president, Donald Trump, which Sherrill has been trying to use against him. She points out that her gubernatorial competitor has shown, quote, zero signs of standing up to the president, who's called Cittarelli 100% MAGA. Democrats have led state government in New Jersey for years now, and Cittarelli blames Sherrill and her party for tax, toll, and fee increases in recent years. Early voting ends tomorrow in New Jersey ahead of Election Day on Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.